Welcome to the deep dive.
Oh, I like that. Deep dive right into self-discovery.
Exactly.
Figuring out those personal goals, aspirations, all that.
And we're diving into some pretty fascinating excerpts from this personal transformation workbook.
Oh.
All in Polish, though.
That's where we come in. You're translators.
That's right.
But also, you know, we break it down, make sense of it all.
Yeah. Think of us as your guides, Andy, your sense maker.
There you go. That's us.
So this workbook, what's cool is it's designed to, it helps you identify your true desires.
Yeah.
And then you use those to create a vision for the future.
Yeah.
A compelling vision.
Like a roadmap.
Yeah. To your dream life.
Yeah.
Okay, so jumping in, this is actually lesson two of a larger program. It's all about guiding you through this personal transformation.
Got it.
Today, we're focusing on defining your goals, your dreams. But here's the thing.
Okay.
The workbook really emphasizes honesty and authenticity.
Yeah.
In your responses.
Oh, interesting.
Because if you're not being true to yourself, you're not going to get the most out of this.
That makes sense. You can't navigate with a broken compass, right?
Oh, I love that. So how does this workbook help us align with our true north?
Well, it starts with exercises to help you, you know, figure out those true desires.
Right.
What makes you feel alive, full of energy?
Right.
What are those values you just won't budge on? What are those experiences you just crave?
Mm-hmm. These are deep questions.
Deep, but important.
Yeah.
And it goes even further. It asks about your strengths, your talents.
So what you're good at.
Exactly. What lights that fire in your soul?
Like really taking stock.
Yes.
Of what makes you you.
That's it. Right. And once you have that understanding of your desires, your strengths,
okay.
The workbook wants you to visualize your ideal life.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
Find that peaceful spot.
Okay.
Relax, deep breaths. Now fast forward 5 years.
Okay. 5 years from now.
Boom. Dreams have come true. What's happening? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel? Who's around? What do you see?
Exciting.
Don't just see it. Experience it. All the senses. What do you hear? Smell. Feel. Even taste.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself feel that joy, that fulfillment. Then open your eyes. Write it all down.
Like a snapshot.
Exactly. A mental picture made real.
Wow.
And to really make it stick, the workbook says, make a vision board.
You know, at first I thought vision boards, that's a little too arts and crafts for me.
Yeah, I get it.
But I tried it. And it was amazing. Seeing your dreams right in front of you every day, it really changes things.
It's about making those abstract dreams tangible. You get a big sheet of paper, magazines, photos, colored pencils, glue, whatever gets you going.
Oh, I love that.
Right. Unleash that inner artist. And then you divide the paper into categories.
Okay, categories.
Health, relationships, career, personal growth. What matters to you?
Makes sense.
And each category, you fill it with images, words, quotes, all representing those goals, those aspirations. It's like a collage of your future.
And there are no rules, right? You can be as creative as you want.
Exactly. It's your vision. So once you've made this masterpiece,
okay,
put it somewhere you'll see it every day. A constant reminder of what you're working toward.
I like that. Okay, so we've identified our desires, visualized our dream life, we've got a vision board. But how do we actually turn all this into action?
Ah, good question. And that's where things get really interesting. We're talking SMART goals.
Oh, SMART goals. I've heard of those.
You have, but this workbook takes it to a whole new level. Not just setting goals that are designed to work.
Designed to work. Okay, so break it down for me. What are SMART goals exactly?
S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound.
Mm-hmm.
Each part is crucial for making those dreams a reality.
Like a checklist.
Yes. To make sure your goals are clear and you can actually act on them. Like I used to have these big goals, like write a novel. So overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
But a specific goal, that would be write 500 words a day. Manageable, right?
Much more manageable.
Right. And measurable. That means you can track your progress. So if you're saving money, track it each week in a spreadsheet or something.
I love that. Visual progress.
Exactly. Now, achievable, this is where we got to be realistic. Like, my dream of being a rock star might have to wait. It's got to be challenging, but possible. Push yourself, but don't set yourself up to fail.
Finding that balance.
Yes. And relevant. This means the goals match your values, match your purpose. If you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, but really you want a creative career, rethink things.
Being honest with yourself.
Exactly. And time bound. This is setting deadlines to create that urgency. So instead of someday I'll get fit, it's by the end of the week, I'm joining a gym.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Deadlines get us moving. So you get the SMART framework now. The workbook then helps you pick a dream from your vision board or your list, and then you make it a SMART goal.
Okay, so now it's all coming together. Like, we're actually building a roadmap.
That's it.
But I think we need a moment to process all this amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Take a breather. We'll be back to continue our deep dive.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. And wow, we've covered so much. We figured out our desires, visualized the future, created a vision board, even mapped out those SMART goals.
Right, but there's still so much more in this workbook. What really hit me was the focus on personal values. Like, it's not just setting A and Y goal. It's got to be a goal that matches what's important to you.
That's true. Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in, you know, chasing success, external stuff. And we forget to ask ourselves, is this even meaningful?
Exactly. So the workbook, it makes you think about your core values, those principles that guide your decisions, your actions. It's about knowing what you stand for, what you won't compromise on.
It's like crafting a life philosophy almost.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. When you know your values, it's like having that inner compass guiding you through all the tough stuff, all the opportunities.
Oh, I like that. Staying true to yourself, even when it's hard.
That's it. And when your goals, they match those values, you're more likely to stick with it, to push through challenges and actually feel fulfilled at the end.
It makes sense. When you're living in alignment, like you said, with your true self, things just flow better.
They do. It's like you tap into this inner strength. You're driven by purpose.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
It's easy to get lost in the how-to of goals. This workbook reminds us to start with why. Why do we want this? Does it fit with who we are?
Exactly. It's not just about being successful. It's about having a life that feels right, a life that's truly yours.
I like that. And as we go deeper into this workbook, it becomes clear this isn't just about achieving stuff on the outside. It's about changing on the inside, too.
Yeah, it's a total transformation, inside and out. And speaking of inner transformation, the workbook actually has exercises for that.
Oh, okay. What kind of exercises?
One of the most powerful ones. It's about facing your fears. Those things that hold you back from going after your dreams.
This is so important. We all have fears, and sometimes they just paralyze you. They keep you stuck, scared to take risks.
For sure. And the workbook doesn't just say, identify your fears. It's like, explore them. Why are you afraid? Where did this fear come from? What's the worst that could happen?
So figuring out the root of the fear and then finding a way through it.
Yeah. And the workbook makes this point. Courage. It isn't about not being afraid. It's about acting, even though you are afraid.
I like that. It's not being fearless. It's being brave.
Right. And sometimes, you know, when you face your fears, you realize they weren't that scary after all. Just acknowledging them can take away their power.
Like that saying, fear knocked, faith answered, no one was there.
Exactly. And the workbook, it gives you a safe space to do this, to be honest about your fears without judgment. And then it gives you tools to work through them.
Being kind to yourself.
Yes. It suggests journaling, visualizations, affirmations, even reaching out for support from friends, mentors, maybe even a therapist.
And sometimes you need that extra help.
For sure. Okay, but shifting gears a bit, you mentioned something earlier really important.
What's that?
Priorities. Mm. When we're talking about dreams, it's not just listing everything we want, it's deciding what matters most right now.
So true. If you try to chase everything at once, you just get overwhelmed.
Exactly. So the workbook has a whole section on priorities. It asks you to think, what areas of your life are most important right now? Career, relationships, health, personal growth.
Making conscious choices about where to focus your energy. But how do we actually prioritize?
Good question. The workbook says, think about your current situation, your long-term goals, and of course, those core values we talked about. It's about matching your actions to what really matters.
So it's not just what you want, it's what fits into your life right now.
Yeah. And priorities, they can change, you know? As we grow, as life changes, what's important shifts too.
What was a top priority a few years ago might not be so important now.
Right. So the workbook, it encourages you to check in with yourself regularly. Are your priorities still right for you? Are you spending your time and energy on things that feel good, things that feel meaningful?
Being intentional about your choices, making sure they match your desires, your values.
This is resonating so much with me. It's not just about achieving goals. It's about creating a life that feels authentic.
A life that's true to you. I couldn't agree more. It's like a blueprint for success, A and D fulfillment. Okay, I think it's time for another break. Let all this awesome information sink in. we're back, and I'm still thinking about all this stuff, you know,
okay.
about matching your goals to your values and facing your fears. This is like a whole personal transformation package.
I know, right? It's pretty amazing. But okay, real talk for a second. Sometimes even knowing all this, even facing those fears, it's still hard to make things happen.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there. You set goals and then, well, nothing really happens.
Oh, tell me about it. Procrastination. That's me sometimes. So how does this workbook deal with that? That gap between wanting to do something and actually doing it?
That's where the workbook gets really practical. It talks about strategies for overcoming that procrastination and building momentum. Because you can have all the best intentions, but without action, nothing changes.
Right. Intentions only get you so far. So what are these strategies then? Give me the good stuff.
Okay, well, first, it's all about the environment. You got to surround yourself with the right people. People who believe in you, who support your dreams, those who lift you up, you know.
I used to think that whole vibe attracts your tribe thing was a little cheesy.
Yeah, I get it.
But honestly, since I've been more careful about who I spend time with, it's made a huge difference in my motivation, my success, everything.
It's powerful stuff. And it's not just people. It's your physical space, too. The workbook says create a space that inspires you. Your office, your workout area, even just a corner where you relax. It can really change your mindset.
Oh, I like that. Setting the stage for success, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Get rid of the clutter, bring in the inspiration. And then for those big, scary tasks, the workbook talks about breaking them down.
Oh, that's crucial for me. I get overwhelmed by big projects. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest in one go.
I know, right? But break it down into smaller steps, and suddenly it's not so scary. You're not focused on the summit. You're just taking the next step.
It's like building a staircase to your dreams.
That's a great way to put it. And don't forget to celebrate those small wins along the way. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, is progress.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge it. Be proud of yourself.
Yeah, we often forget to do that. We're so focused on the finish line, we don't enjoy the journey.
Exactly. Find the joy in the process, even when it's tough. And speaking of tough, the workbook talks about self-care, too.
Oh, self-care. We all know we should do it, but...
Yeah, it's hard, right? We get so busy, we forget to take care of ourselves. But the workbook makes a good point. Neglecting self-care can actually hurt you in the long run. When you take care of yourself, exercise, eat well, sleep enough, you have more energy, you can focus better, you're more resilient.
It's true. When I'm stressed and burnt out, I get nothing done.
Exactly. And last but not least, the workbook says, embrace the journey. Find joy in the process of chasing those dreams, not just in the end result. It's not just about getting somewhere. It's about enjoying the ride.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've learned so much about figuring out what we truly want, setting goals that matter, overcoming obstacles, and creating a life that feels right, a life that feels like us.
And the best part is, this is just the start. The workbook, it's given us a foundation, a starting point for growing, for transforming ourselves, a roadmap to living a life that's intentional, a life that's full.
It really does feel like we've been given a toolkit for self-discovery, for personal growth.
Absolutely. And as we use these tools, who knows what we can achieve? We can unlock our potential, create amazing lives.
That's so inspiring. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are your final thoughts? What resonated with you the most? What's one tiny step you can take today, right now, to move towards your dream life?
That's a great question. Maybe it's looking at your vision board again. Maybe it's picking one small goal and making a plan to tackle it this week. Every journey starts with a single step. Take that step today.
And remember, as you go on this journey of self-discovery, as you grow and transform, we're here for you. Keep exploring, keep dreaming big, keep creating that extraordinary life that's waiting for you.